Hello everyone, welcome to Tea with Ravi. So today, let us take a look at some of the updates from Atlassian ecosystem. And the first update is very important for me personally, because I do a lot of things with Scrivener for Jira. And if you know me, if you follow my videos and my content, I'm sure you know that I regularly talk about Scrivener. And also, I have this expertise, or my area of interest is basically doing automation integration, and I use Scriptrunner quite a lot. In fact, I have been using it from its early days when it was free, then it was acquired by Adaptivist, then I got a chance to work with Adaptivist, now I'm doing my own thing. I run my own company called Sparksys, but of course, as a consultant, as a developer, someone who has to configure Jira, make it work for my clients, my organizations where I work, I have to rely on a Scrivener. So I'm always trying to follow the recent updates or any new feature that they might release. And this update is about a new rebranding, I believe, or some kind of focused approach from Adaptivist. So they have launched this site called scriptrunnerhq.com, and there are a few things that I can notice, and I'm still trying to understand why they have done this. So basically, this is a new website, and I believe if I look at the page here, I think they want to definitely, it seems like they want to focus and make Scrivener as like a separate thing. And on the website, of course, you can see everything related to Scrivener. That is it, nothing else. Because earlier it was, of course, an Adaptivist website where Scrivener was added, I believe, listed somewhere as one of their product. I'm sure it is still listed there, but maybe they want to sell it more. Maybe they want to do something special with Scrivener. And I can notice that the logo is different now. There is this pinkish color. And I'm not really sure if I like the new logo, because I'm used to the old one. And personally, I don't really think these things matter a lot, because Scrivener is a very good tool, utility for administrators, developers who want to get the most out of Jira. Of course, this is true for data center. There is also this Scrivener version on cloud, where you can do things, but you're limited by what REST API has to offer. But at least you can write scripts. You can do something on Jira Cloud by writing code in Groovy. And I believe you can do quite a lot using Scrivener on cloud as well. Of course, you have automation rules, but automation rules, they have this limit of, I mean, not really a limit in terms of the complexity. Yes, complexity is a limit, because when you have to achieve something which is a bit more difficult, or you know, the use case is a bit specific, then you have to write code, because there is no alternative to writing code. But this is interesting. I will of course monitor this, and I thought I'll probably share it with everyone. You can also read this blog post, by the way, and don't worry about the links and everything, because I will share the link in the video and also in my podcast, so you can, you know, just read these updates whenever you have time, or whenever you get a chance. So I will share the link to this announcement blog post. I hope that they will improve the documentation, because I do work with a lot of administrators where they struggle, they find it a bit challenging to use Scrivener, and it is definitely something that can be improved. I mean, documentation side, there is a documentation, and it is great, but it is not really for everyone. At the same time, whenever someone approaches me for Scrivener training, or they want to learn Scrivener, of course anyone can learn anything, but of course you have to spend some time maybe learning programming if you have no programming experience, or if you have already some programming experience, then you have to get your hands dirty. So learning Scrivener is not really always straightforward and a piece of cake for everyone. So documentation can definitely be improved. some guides, some more guides can be added. And I'm sure, you know, Adaptivist team is doing this already, but I hope that they continue to focus more on the documentation side, like onboarding new users or people who, not, when I say users, I'm talking about anyone who is trying to use Jira with Scrivener. The second update is actually really, really exciting. Now, I'm trying to go to Las Vegas for Team 23, and most likely I will be there. Let us see how it goes, because for me, going to Las Vegas for a week is not very easy, but I'm trying. Most likely I will be there, and I've never been to any summit or any Team 20 team kind of events. Like, now they call it as Team 23, but it used to be called as Summit. It's like a big conference. And when you go to these big conferences, of course, you get to meet a lot of people, networking. You can find potential clients or someone who is trying to maybe do something with Jira. There are different sessions, there are trainings. And it is exciting because you get to meet a lot of people who are doing something similar and or maybe who are involved with Atlassian ecosystem. But usually when there is a summit, or this big event, there is some famous talk or session from someone. And this time there is this session from James Cameron. And we all know him. We all seen movies like Alien, Terminator, Titanic. I don't really think I've seen Titanic. I know the movie. I've seen it in bits and pieces, but Titanic is probably not the kind of movie for me. But anyways, we all know about these movies. Of course, you know, Alien is actually one of my favorite movies, along with Terminator. And I believe this session is about doing or creating the impossible, which is definitely true, because the kind of movies he has made, it is amazing, right? Look at Avatar and the second part of it, which I have not really seen yet, but I will definitely try to watch it somewhere. But the thing is that when you hear these people who have done extraordinary, you of course, you know, get some motivation, but more than motivation, you also get to know more about how they approached that particular problem or that particular vision of theirs, and how they were able to achieve it. I remember when I went to the ITSM event in December, there was a session from will.i.am, the famous songwriter, musician, and it was amazing. It was amazing for me to see him. Of course, he was talking about music, but he was also sharing how he was, how he created those wonderful popular tunes and songs. And I was surprised to see him very comfortable with his Mac, because he was using one software for, I believe, mixing or producing music. It was amazing. So it is always good to, you know, hear live from these famous personalities and people who have achieved a lot. So looking forward to his session if I go to Las Vegas. The third thing is about the ACE event. So now things are opening up. And I think I did mention this, that I went to the London ACE event. Now, I went there last week. It was on Thursday, and the session was, not just one session, but there were three sessions from people who did something with ITSM. Now, two sessions were actually about using Jira Service Management for solving a problem, and it was good. It was good for me to see or attend those sessions, because I do those things every day. But I also met there was these two wonderful people from AppsVio, and they have built a lot of apps, or some apps I believe, and they also got funded by Atlassian. So I spent like few minutes talking to them. I also attended their session. It was great. It was fun. And I also met old colleagues and some new people. It was good. It was a good session for me. Usually I try not to attend too many sessions or too many events, because it is time consuming. But whenever there is an ACE event, I try to go. And I think we all should try to attend these events. And of course, I am always looking for opportunities where people or these ACE leaders, if they're looking for speakers, I love to speak at these events. In fact, I did one talk at London, not London, but Maidenhead event. I think it was in November or December last year. So it was great. I did this talk on automation options in Jira. Now, I tried going to Berlin, but I couldn't because I was a bit occupied. There was this event called Atlassian Unleash, and this event was actually about DevOps. So the focus was DevOps. The London event was on ITSM. The Berlin event was on DevOps. And now they have released the videos, I believe. So I guess you should take a look at it, because if you attend, or if you can't really attend it in live, of course, you know, when you go to these events in person, it is amazing. But some of these sessions are really useful. So do take a look at these sessions if you want. If you want to, you know, learn from other wonderful people who are doing something great, or maybe if you want to know more about the updates from Atlassian in the DevOps area. Now, I noticed this recently. This next update is about Jira Service Management for team managed projects. Now, personally, I am not a big fan of team managed projects because first of all, they are good because, you know, you're letting the project admin configure the tool, the project, the way they want, because they can create their own fields and everything. But the problem is that when you have too many teams, too many projects using their own configuration, you don't really have a consistent way of working. You don't really are following like one common process, which is fine, but you should use team managed projects only in those specific cases where there is a team who is working in silo and they have absolutely nothing to do with other teams. Or maybe there is a team who is doing something really extraordinary and special and they need their own set of customizations, but don't really use team managed projects for each and everything in your organization, because it can cause problems, because you will have absolutely no way to consistently report on the progress of your common initiatives and goals. So this update is good. Jira Service Management, I mean, you can now create a team managed project for JSM, which is great. I'll give it a try. And at the same time, I would say that be careful when using team managed projects. First, understand what you're trying to achieve. If you have a need to collaborate with other teams, and if you're working on a common goal, let us say you are working in a company where they have a backend team, platform team, Android, iOS, and their common goal is, of course, their product, which will be used by maybe customers, like end users. So you're basically working on common goals and you need like a consistent way of working on something. But if in that particular organization they have, let us say, a marketing team, and that is it, just one marketing team, then in that case, their marketing team can definitely use team managed projects, because it will give them a bit more control over the project, because they are, in a way, of course, they are working in line with other tech teams, but they still are not supposed to report like other dev teams. So maybe they can use team managed projects. So don't really use team managed projects randomly. I mean, it is very important when you start using Jira, or when you're using Jira, to work on these common standard configurations and define it across your organizations, because that would be your process. Now, let us talk about the video of the week. Now, today I want to talk about not one, but two videos. Now, last week I made this video called Earning Money from Jira. Some people actually messaged me that, you know, it's a funny thumbnail. Yes, it is a it's a funny thumbnail, because I made these dollars fly around me, but I wanted to, of course, catch attention. I wanted to make sure that people watch this video, because why not? I want people to watch my videos or listen to my podcast, and it is, of course, very important that you try to capture attention. Of course, this video is something which will help everyone, because I wanted to share my ideas. I wanted to share how I have been earning money. It is not really about earning money, but I have been able to build a successful career around Atlassian tools. So do watch this video. You will find the link, obviously, in the description. But if you want to earn money from Jira, it could be maybe you are looking for a job, or maybe you want to become a freelancer, or maybe you want to become a Jira trainer, or maybe you want to start your own company. I've basically shared some ideas. The next video is actually something which not many people realize, but it's a problem in Jira dashboard. Now in Jira, of course, we can all create a dashboard. It is great, right? But especially when you create a pie chart, in pie chart, of course, you have the option to configure, let us say you want to see the status, the breakup of the status, or maybe you want to see the breakup of assignee. Now, let us say if you create two pie charts of two different filters or projects and you display it on the dashboard, the color of your pie chart or the colors in the pie chart will be different. For example, in one pie chart, your in progress would be in yellow color. In another pie chart, your in progress would be in red color. So it is annoying, and it is, not, of course, really not the best thing to do in Jira when you're looking at two pie charts together. And there is a feature request. I know that we can use EasyBI. There are some apps that we can use, but at the same time, I think it's a very basic thing that Atlassian should do about their pie charts. And that is it. That is it from today's session. I hope you enjoyed watching or listening to this podcast. Yes, I do have a podcast, because sometimes if you are just traveling, and maybe if you are in a train and you just want to get updates, you can also listen to these podcasts that I post on Spotify, Anchor, or Apple. So that is it. That is it for this week. I hope you enjoyed watching this or listening to this session, and you learned something new. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.